From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. As you just heard a moment ago on NPR, veterans hospitals nationwide are facing intense scrutiny for allegedly delaying care to veterans in dire need. And now Florida U.S. Senator Bill Nelson says he is taking action to try to fix the problem. Nelson and Senator Marco Rubio are sponsoring legislation that will give Veteran Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki the ability to fire all individuals responsible for delayed treatment. This proposed legislation comes after reports of 40 deaths due to long waits at the Phoenix VA hospital. Senator Nelson says he wants action taken immediately.
These are the people that have borne the battle, and they ought to be getting the best medical care. And so I think heads will roll, and I want them to roll fast.
Meanwhile, Governor Rick Scott says he plans to sue Veterans Affairs because it will not let state hospital officials inspect federal medical care facilities in Florida. 26 VA hospitals are now under review, including Malcolm Randall VA Medical Center in Gainesville. Since 2010, three veterans have died in Florida due to system delays in seeing a physician. In other news today, visions and promises are beginning to accumulate as All Aboard Florida makes the case for passenger trains between Miami and Orlando. And yesterday, the company unveiled designs for its downtown Miami train station. Reporter Rick Stone was there.
The company says it's planning to build an 11-acre complex stretching north from the government center into Overtown. There will be shops, restaurants, and offices scattered among elevated tracks and a terminal that's 50 feet in the air.
You don't want these things at grade because you have city streets that go through, so you want to float them above.
Architect Roger Duffy designed the complex. He says it will float and shimmer.
And as the sun arcs around the sky, this project, because of the angles of it, will shimmer like a sequin dress. And we think sort of beckon people.
The renderings were revealed during a media event on the proposed site. All Aboard Florida is a private sector company, and though it may be counting on a $1 billion federal loan, County Mayor Carlos Jimenez says it'll be paying its own bills with its own checkbook.
It doesn't cost the taxpayer any money in terms of there's no county money, no city money in this.
The station complex will extend into historic Overtown, which is also hearing promises of jobs and opportunities. Local resident and Overtown activist Irby McKnight, a retired businessman, is skeptical but willing to extend the benefit of the doubt.
It's a project that cannot hurt us. It does not displace anyone, and that's basically our major issue. So I welcome it. I welcome it. Now, let's see how we benefit from it.
The trains will go from Miami to new stations in Fort Lauderdale and West Palm Beach before arriving at Orlando International Airport. They should be rolling sometime in 2016. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.